time is.
It's Pastor Adam's podcast.
All right, let's get this started. This is kind of far away. There we go. So wearing my Cubs jersey today because they've been on a bit of a rough patch, right? We've been just recently they had the best record in baseball. They've fallen to second place in their division. They lost a game to the White Sox, which is like, wow. Like, how does that happen? I mean, don't worry, we still won the series. We didn't get that crazy, right? But then started a series against our rival, the Brewers, and lost the first two games. And after the first game they lost it, I told my wife, I'm like, I'm going to have to wear a jersey tomorrow and pull them out of this slump. But I didn't. Instead, I just wore a regular Cubs shirt, and it didn't work. I didn't know how serious it was getting. And so today I had to pull out the big guns. You know, we all have to do our part. So today I assume there's going to be a win tonight. I feel like this is going to pull them out of it. I still have, you know, four other jerseys I can put on if this isn't the right one. But I think it is because this one's nice. It's the one I got for Father's Day. It's great, right? So we got that going on. So let's hope this really ignites them. And then we got the trade deadline tomorrow, so we're going to get another couple people in there. So it's all good. I'm not too worried. So let's pivot. Let's talk about something else. Over the past couple months, I have been spending every other weekend out on the good old Lake Moultrie doing a bit of jet skiing, right, with my friend Adrian. And when I'm out there on the lake, I'm just like so free, and I just feel so good, and I feel alive. It's kind of like I'm thinking like it's like a therapy session for me every time that I'm out there. And the last time I was out, which was this past Saturday, it was great, but it was so hot that it wasn't like the pinnacle of my joy at that time. I also cut my foot open at the bottom of the lake on something. And so then, you know, the whole time I'm out there, I'm like, this is probably not good for my foot to be marinating in this lake water that's got bacteria. And what if I get infected? Oh, and I also got burnt to a crisp. So, I mean, because it was so hot. Why is it so hot, right? It's like 500 degrees outside. But with my foot, I think we're all good. No, there's no infections. And I think I know what saved me from getting an infection. Cause when we were done, you know, with our, you know, after a few hours out there, I think we were out 3 hours, we headed back in, tied up to the dock. And when I got off the jet ski and stepped onto the dock that we were at happened to be metal. And, when I stepped on it, it burned the bejesus out of my foot. I mean, I think it was like 102 degrees out there, heat index of like 110, 112, something like that. Then the metal being heated all day, I Googled what the temperature could be, and it said it could be in excess of 160 degrees. So I may have burned the bacteria off of it. I was kind of like one of those old 90s action movies where like the main character gets shot or stabbed or something, and then they have to address the wound. So they stick something in the fire and they get it like a hot poker or their knife, and then they cauterize it by burning it. I think that's what happened to my foot. I did it in real life. I'm a real 90s action star right now. And also something happened out there. I got a bit of a cold, I think. I'm getting over it now, but I'm like, who gets a cold in the middle of summer? That's ridiculous. But I feel like I've turned the corner. I'm getting better. I have a bit of a NyQuil hangover right now, but we're going to be okay. So anyway, today I wanted to do a devotional where I share kind of like my own personal experience and what it means to me, my time out on the water, how I feel when I'm doing it, the release I get, how it feels spiritual, and all that. So let's jump in. We'll start with this scripture, 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians 3:17. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. So, all right. For me, there's something deeply spiritual about moments in life that make you feel alive. You know, this, those times where you're like, ooh, I just feel alive. Jet skiing on a big old lake on a clear day isn't just recreational for me, right? It's not just fun. It becomes what I know it's good. I'm going to be, it's transformational. We'll say that, if you will. I get to feel the wind in my face, the water spraying around me, the sun warming my skin. And guess what? All my worries seem to fade. The clutter in my life, the noise in my life, the unwanted thoughts, all that, they'll dissolve into nothing. And in that space, something, which I think holy, begins to happen. Because I'm experiencing a reset. I'm experiencing joy that fills my soul. That feeling of being alive, of being present and whole. It's more than just fun, and it's more than emotional. It's spiritual, and I hate to break it to you, but it is worship. And I think that's what God intended when he designed both creation and communion with us. There's something profoundly biblical about the freedom, joy, and clarity that comes when I'm, you know, riding through the waves and the waters. And I know it sounds like I'm really selling this, or like really romanticizing jet skiing and all that, which is probably weird, but let's just stay with me on this, okay? Psalm 91 says this: the heavens declare the Lord of God, the skies proclaim the work of his hands. That's Psalm 19:1. When you're out on the lake and you're surrounded by the living art of God, the reflection of the sky on the water, the smell of the fresh air, although sometimes it does smell a bit lakey, a little fishy, but the shimmer of sunlight, it all points to the creativity and the majesty of our Creator. You're not just in nature, you're in God's sanctuary. And if you think about it, just as Jesus often withdrew to solitary places to pray, my time on the lake is sort of like a few hour personal retreat. The water becomes like my own personal chapel, if you will. The roar of the engine, the vibrations of the hands, it all becomes like a joyful shout of praise. Now, Scripture is filled with people who met God in nature. Moses encountered God in a burning bush on a mountain. Elijah heard him in the still, small voice on a mountainside. Jesus himself often withdrew to lonely places, to mountains, to gardens, to seasides, to pray and connect with the Father. So nature has always been one of God's meeting places. And when I'm jet skiing out on the lake and I'm riding on or within his masterpiece, the power beneath me, the beauty around me, the thrill within me, all that reflects God's creative spirit. And I'm not escaping from my life. I am simply entering into a place where my soul can breathe. Just as Psalm 8:3-4 reflects, when I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, what is mankind that you are mindful of them? In those moments where I'm, you know, out there free experiencing his creation, I don't just feel like I know God. I can actually feel his presence. And like I said, I know it sounds crazy. I really do. But it's true for me, like for reals. In Galatians 5:1, it says this: it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. Jet skiing for me is a picture of pure, unhindered motion. Like you're just constantly in motion. Just you in the water, moving as fast or as slow as you want. Because that's kind of how I roll. Like sometimes I'm going as fast as I can. I like throttle full down. I'm flying and just feeling that wind in my face. But other times I'm just cruising around, taking it in, looking around at the environment. You know, it's it that's a feeling of, you know, you could call it like uncontainable freedom. To me, that freedom reflects a sort of deeper reality, what it means to live in spiritual freedom through Christ. And I know that it sounds weird that I'm comparing jet skiing to spiritual freedom, but follow me on this. Before Christ, we're often shackled by fear, guilt, shame, sin, or maybe even pressure to perform. But Christ came to break those chains. He came to let us let go of our baggage. So on the lake, I don't carry baggage. I don't even wear heavy clothes. I travel light. If I didn't have to wear a life vest even, I wouldn't do it. I'd go nude. No, I wouldn't. It's too hot for that. I took it a bit too far. I mean, I already have sunburn issues. No need to make it any more complicated. Anyways, but that's the way of Jesus. He invites us to throw off everything that holds us down and run, or in my case, ride, with endurance the race marked out for us. The joy I feel in those moments of motion is a glimpse of what heaven might be like, uninhibited, unburdened, a place where you feel fully alive. And this is what God wants for me and for you, not only physically, but spiritually, to be free of shame, guilt, fear, anxiety. When I'm riding, I get a taste of what it means to live free and unshackled. It's not me just trying to escape. It's more of a glimpse of heaven on earth. And when we learn to live in the freedom of the Spirit, we begin to ride through life with more peace, more confidence, and less fear. Every wave I ride over is like a little reminder that I'm not stuck, I'm not defeated, I'm not forgotten, and that I'm free. It's also a reminder that I don't have to be in control of everything. Because the lake has currents, the wind shifts, the weather happens, you respond, you adjust, you trust your instinct. And similarly, life with God involves surrender, trusting the Spirit's leading and letting go of things that you were never meant to carry. So let's read a scripture that I think you might be familiar with from Matthew 11. Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Let's talk about rest. Biblical rest. We often think of it as, you know, Sabbath rest, as maybe lying on the couch or reading in silence, relaxing, not doing anything strenuous. Which, sure, that could be a form of rest. Could be a form of Sabbath, right? And while I do believe that stillness is valuable and biblical, which we'll also get back to later on, rest doesn't have to be the absence of activity. But it should be the presence of restoration. True Sabbath is about doing what fills your soul, doing what reconnects you to God. For me, jet skiing may be loud and fast, but in the midst of all that, my spirit rests. I'm not checking notifications on my phone, thinking about bills or getting texts and emails. I'm doing something that fully absorbs my mind, my body, and my heart. And believe it or not, that is a kind of restoration that Jesus modeled. He didn't just rest for the sake of laziness. No, he rested to renew his connection with the Father and to refill his spiritual strength. Likewise, when I take time to be in nature and experience joy, I'm not slacking like spiritually. I'm obeying the call to Sabbath. God wants us to have fun. Joy isn't just some sort of bonus that in the Christian life. It's a fruit of the Spirit. Galatians 5:22 says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness. The problem that we have is that joy is often the first thing to go when life gets a little too hard or heavy. So God gives us gifts like lakes and nature and laughter and excitement to bring us back to a place of rest and renewal. Now, earlier I said rest isn't all about, you know, lack of activity or being still, even though I said that being still was important and it was biblical. So let's read that scripture from Psalms and discuss it. Psalm 46:10, be still and know that I am God. I know that it may seem crazy to talk about stillness while, you know, flying across the water at 40 miles an hour. But in those times, in my mind and in my heart, there's peace. While my body is in motion, my soul becomes still. And even at that speed and amidst the noise of the jet ski, my mind can grow quiet. And like I said earlier, I'm not scrolling my phone. I'm not answering emails. I'm just simply being. And in that stillness, I become more attuned to God's voice. Because we live in a world that's just filled with noise. Phones buzzing and dinging and people demanding things of you. Your schedule's being filled up. But out on the water, the noise fades into something that, I don't know, but I'll call it, you know, something holy. Even when the hum of the engine and the splashing of the waves, my thoughts become clear and my anxiety is quiet. And that's often when God whispers. And sometimes we know God speaks through loud thunder and other times through whispers in the wind. Elijah didn't hear God in the fire or the earthquake, but in the still, small voice. Out on the water, I often hear that whisper more clearly because the clutter in my mind has faded. And what remains is me and God. Adrian's out there too, but you know what I'm saying. Just like Elijah learned, God doesn't always shout. Sometimes he waits until you are finally quiet enough to hear him. In that silence between my thoughts, he speaks. And it may not be audible, but it does come with some weird sort of clarity. I might get an idea or have a sudden moment of conviction. I might feel a deep sense of love or just experience the peaceful assurance that he's with me. It's those things are true. It happens. And I try not to dismiss those random feelings, and I actually embrace them. I look forward to having more of them. I have them a lot when I'm out there on the lake, and I think of them as what I, in my old church, and my old pastor, he used to say, what are your God sightings for the day? So they're God sightings for me, holy moments in disguise. You may call me crazy, but that's what I feel that way. So I kind of want to end the devotional with this. Every fun day on the lake, me and Adrian return to shore. We dock the skis. We go home. But every time, something inside of me has, I don't know, shifted, right? I could say that. I wouldn't say I'm physically refreshed because I'm usually exhausted. But I'm spiritually recalibrated. I think we can call it that. Hopefully that makes sense to you. Just as Jesus came down from the mountain with renewed purpose, I returned from the water more grounded, more joyful, and more centered on God. So don't ever think that something that brings you joy from something like jet skiing, in my case, is less spiritual. I'd say, on the contrary, finding that joy and experiencing that joy, it might be the most spiritual thing you experience all week. Because when you feel fully alive, you are closer to the one who made you. I hope you get something out of this and you understand what I'm saying instead of like, he's talking about jet skiing? What are you doing? I know, it's weird, but I just want to share how I feel when I'm out there. It's good stuff. And I'm glad that this happened in this point in my life, whatever. So hope you enjoyed it. And until next week, you have a good week, and I'll see you Wednesday.